This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that, you know, you know what's going on. You send me emails. Join the chat room at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You know, and you'll, I guarantee you'll find smarter people than myself there. No question about it. You know, and I do appreciate the time that you're actually spending with us. So, you heard Kimberly. Lots going on right now. Lots you want to get involved with. Lots you want to get informed on. I mean, really, seriously, stop spewing the party line. You know, you're an American first. I hope so. I hope you believe you're an American first. Not a party member first. And find out if what they're telling you is true. Find out if the stories you're reading are true. Seriously. You know, when you hear some of these stories coming out of the Middle East, from the southern border, you remember the story about the Border Patrol whipping people coming over the border? Right, they're whipping them with the reins from the horses. You guys remember that? And man, the left was all over it, and the right too, to a degree. But the left was all over it, and it was kind of like, okay, so you saw it in midair. You didn't actually see them hitting anybody. They are used to no other way to say this, but gently whip the horse on the neck to get it to move in a different direction or faster or move away from the whip, however it is, it works out. But nobody did any homework with it. The same thing when you have shooters. It seems like the first thing the left wants to do is they want to jump all over how it's got to be a right-wing MAGA hat-wearing conservative Republican Christian with guns. And we find out that 9.5 out of 10 times it's not true. It's not even true in the majority of the shootings that they're carrying those guns legally, or they got them legally. But you see, it goes out there, and people believe it. As I've said, check it out yourself. Midway through Donald Trump's first run for president, Nancy Pelosi stopped calling the average rank-and-file working Democrat a blue-collar voter. She started calling them, what was it, misinformed? Low information voter. I mean, truly, what is that all about? You're upset because they're not voting the way you want them to vote? They're not doing things the way you want them to do things? They don't see things the way you want them to see things, and all of a sudden? And when you talk about racism in any form, fashion, later on in the third hour, I'm going to be playing some clips from Nancy the Pelosi. Right, which I love this. Because here she is, got her on video, yelling at protesters outside her house. And she's telling the protesters, go back to China where your headquarters is. At least the Asian people out on the sidewalk. Well, most of them are, not all of them. Right? And that's okay? And then she's floating. You talk about even getting more delusional. And the left is picking up on this. Right? She floated the idea that pro-Palestinian protesters, they're paid by Russia. We have Russia again. Yeah, it's all about Putin. And now she wants an investigation as to where the money is coming from for those protesters. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, really? How about we do some investigations into where some of your money came from? Or who got funded for what on January 6th? Why don't we do that? How about Nancy helping us find all that paperwork that got lost, burned, or destroyed? Or the videotapes, that would be nice, too, of what went down that day. You know, just like you heard a minute ago, she's not interested in the truth, not at all. Not if it screws up her narrative. Right? Anyway, I'm going to save this one for Jennifer. She loves to talk about Gavin Newsom. We all do here in California. The fear, which is a well-founded fear, is that some people not really knowing what's happening here in California see California as a utopia when it's far from. Even the ABC host couldn't handle what Gavin was saying anymore and had to go like, whoa, 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 stop. No, thank you. Right? I mean, just amazing to me. 855, God, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, Xing, whatever it's called. You know, just being part of the conversation as a whole. So, there's a lot to discuss. There's a lot to talk about. A lot coming up here shortly. We're going to talk about the, God bless. In the case with Donald Trump, there were meetings between Judge Alan Cannon and Special Counsel Jack Smith. And so they're having some heartburn with this. I guess, you know what, I'm going to hold this story. We'll do it later on because there's a lot to it and the hypocrisy behind it. Will just shine like beacons. Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Jennifer Brandlar joins us after the break.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back.
I love horns.
I don't know what to tell you. I just love horns.
Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. Okay, if you want to see somebody or hear somebody who's been sucking the air in Sacramento for way too long, you know, San Francisco, when ABC has to interrupt you and say, whoa, 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 wait a minute, what? Newsom had a ridiculous claim or kept talking about how great Biden's presidency was. It's an indisputable fact, how great the economy is, how safe we are. And every time he said something, if you watch the ABC reporter's face, it looks like somebody's hitting him with a bat, smack on the forehead. It's like, you can't be this delusional. But I'm not an expert on him. Jennifer Van Laar is. I always appreciate her time with me here. Now, oh, come on. He is the guy that we all live to really just make fun of. And, you know, and he gives you all the ammunition to do it, doesn't he?
He does. I mean, the most funny and maddening thing about him is that he is so lacking in self-awareness that you can completely call him out on things and just own him, and he won't even know it. He'll just keep going. He won't even register with him.
I have heard that from so many people in Sacramento, and the one story that I love the most is he wouldn't come out of his office for like 2 days during the recall because the California Teachers Union was looking for him. And they wanted a meeting with him to talk about some stuff. And some of my buddies were telling me, Joe, he wouldn't even come out of his office because he didn't want to have to deal with them. You know?
He's one of those he's such a keyboard warrior. He'll go talk so tough on social media, but not in person.
Yeah. So I know you don't have a crystal ball, but I still have to ask you, right? Because everybody's chiming in and saying that, you know, Joe Biden's going to walk away from the podium, you know, at the convention, and they're going to have either Newsom or Michelle ready to step in and step up. I don't know. I'm at the point now where I'm going, I have no clue as to what good. There's so many possibilities, but they're not great choices that they have either.
They're not. I mean, every day Biden is a worse choice, and the more that things go so bad at the border, for one example, where you have those blue state mayors and governors that are not happy at all with these illegal aliens continuing to be shipped there, and Governor Abbott said today that he's going to just keep shipping them out, you know, as long as Biden has the border open. So he's not any better of a candidate. Like, every day that goes by, he's worse. So I'm not even going to try to predict it. I think that ever since 2016, the world has just gotten, like, you think every year this can't get crazier or things can't get worse, and it gets crazier. So, yeah, I'm not even going to try to predict.
I like watching all these, you know, when you were in this business, you watch all these stories, you watch the little interviews. I don't know, you heard about Joe Rogan just going off on the left, on the liberal left, and he's had it with them, and he never thought they could get like this, which is why, you know, you got to escape communist California. You're hearing guys like him come down and speak like that. I think that's a big deal with his audience size and who he speaks to, don't you?
I do, and I mean, especially in places like California, what you opened with about just the local news people, you know, if anyone who's lived here for a while, they never push back on those people, and they always are so deferential. And it started during the recall with people realizing, okay, you know, all the things that he didn't do that he asked all of us to do.
Right.
And it's just they're holding his feet to the fire more and more because they're asking us to ignore things like that In-N-Out in Oakland. You're not really getting armed robbery while you're in the drive-thru line. Just keep on, you know. So people they can only ignore their own eyes and their own experiences for so long.
They have never nailed him on it from his affairs way back when. And then you had the LAO after he gave his little speech about, well, we're really not $68 billion in the hole. You know, what's $30 billion, right? We're down at like $36 billion. I got $15 billion I'll grab from the bucket or another, whatever the numbers. Oh, and we'll probably get.
Yeah, you're too optimistic.
It's like, and you think you've got businesses fleeing California, and somehow in your mind, you think you're going to pick up $15 billion in taxes, you know, in tax money. And I'm going, my God, where's the news? Not one major news outlet really said anything, did they?
Well, and the funniest thing, super quick, with some of the lessees up there in Oakland, I read some social media posts that have been screenshotted and put on X, and they said, you know, everyone says In-N-Out is such a great corporation to work for with great benefits and hourly wage, and they care about the community. Well, if they cared about the community, they wouldn't be closing this resource. They would be staying. And I just about fell off the couch laughing. They're so delusional.
You know what? The two, you know, I know we're not supposed to have any requirements, but the two things I would love is basic business 101 classes for every state senator, congressman, or assembly person, and Constitution 101. Because none of them, I am sure, okay, 98% of them have no clue what to find in the Constitution, number one. Number two, from an economic standpoint, a business standpoint, they have no clue as to how money flows in and out of a business, what it's used for and how. Don't you?
Or how it flows in and out of the government, but they learn that pretty quick because they have to figure out where they're going to grift from. Am I right?
Yes, you're right. Yeah. But, oh, they were calling, what was it, CVS and a few of the other markets, Walgreens, and you know, that they were racist because they didn't want to be stolen, have their stuff stolen, were closing down the stores. And they're only doing it in certain neighborhoods. It's like, really?
Yeah. Maybe it's the ones where their things keep getting stolen.
Yeah.
You know, and newsflash, I've seen it happen in poor white neighborhoods, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but that doesn't sell. You know, right? I mean, it's really, it doesn't sell. So. Oh, God bless. It's just amazing. And you heard the State Department came out and said that they haven't put it all together yet as to when Joe Biden's going to be able to, you know, welcome or receive the bodies home. I'm thinking, wow, I would have been all over that. I would have been all over that like White and Rice going, okay, look, we're going to get them back here as fast as we can. We'll have a ceremony on Wednesday. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, not like he has a packed schedule. I read that he has two things this entire week. So it's not like he has a packed schedule.
Well, two things. That's a lot.
I hope.
For him.
I understand that they should be, and I hope that they're planning some kind of consequences for Iran, and we can talk about that in the next segment if you want. Yeah, but,
I do.
You know, he should be able to have time to go to Dover.
You're such an optimist. I mean, you know what? Look, what was it? A couple of weeks ago, they put a lid every day. It was like 11:30 and 12 o'clock. And I'm going, what's he doing that requires, you know, so much rest?
A lot of medication.
Yeah, yes. Got to give the medication while he's lying down. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more Jennifer Brandlau when we return.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Showdown in the Lone Star State. Texas is continuing to install more razor wire along the southern border as Republican Governor Greg Abbott continues to defy demands of the Biden administration to hand back control of a park in Eagle Pass. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick joins Fox News and says they are not slowing down.
We are putting up wire, Martha. Everywhere we can, we will continue. We will not stop. If they cut it, we will replace it.
This, as articles of impeachment are continuing against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries calls it a political stunt and says the GOP is putting politics over people.
All they are endeavoring to do with respect to this sham impeachment is to run away from their do-nothing extreme record and try to distract the American people with this political stunt.
This is USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-NO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be... You know I keep saying it over and over. If you guys would do the right thing, I wouldn't have to keep saying it. I sound like your old Italian grandmother sticking my finger in your face. I got it. But you've got to be involved. You've got to be engaged. You have to have a clue. You don't have to be junkies about it. Some of us have to do it. We do it for a living because that's how we get paid. But you really have to be involved. You really have to be engaged. It's the only way we win. When you push back with facts... On the other side, watch them. I mean, you'll start to see a little bit of smoke, not flame there yet, start to come out of the ears because they don't know how to respond. They've been so taught the lines to say with no depth behind them. But I always love when Jennifer Van Laar joins us from RedState.com. She's the deputy managing editor there. And Jennifer, as usual, thanks for being with me.
Love it. I'm here in Las Vegas for Turning Point Actions, Restoring National Confidence. RNC summit, which is right before the actual RNC winter meeting. So it's going to be a great week.
Well, you know what? There's going to be a lot of young people there, which I like. You and I have both.
Well, this one's actually older people. It's actually for county chairs and precinct. Well, Turning Point Action is the more activist arm, I guess, like the PAC. So they've been reaching out to county chairs, and they've been having Scott Pressler go around and teaching things like the Precinct Project and teaching people how to canvass and how to use different apps. They have their own app that's for door knocking. So they're just figuring if the state parties and RNC aren't going to make things widely available, they are, so that you could run for school board like you've done, and you know how difficult that is, and especially even now, it's probably even more difficult, even though we have more tools. and making it where people don't have to already be rich or have all the political connections to be able to go out and get elected to office.
Well, you could do it with grassroots. Money doesn't always cut it if you do it the right way. And that's the problem. People think money. I will say it's gotten quite a bit more expensive. When I first ran, it was about $15,000 to run. Now I need anywhere between $45,000 and almost $60,000, depending on how many mailers I want to do. I don't think people realize that. You know, people get behind you and go, yeah, I'm with you. And you go, look, my first mailer in my small area runs me about $12,000. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it takes money. The post office doesn't look go, oh, he's a nice guy. Okay, we'll send his stuff for free. It doesn't work that way, you know.
And postage, even with the bulk rate, is pretty expensive. Like, when I was doing it, pretty much if we were, whatever we were paying the mail person to, like, divide and print the mail, the same amount we would be paying in postage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's got to be designed. It's got to be printed. It's got to be, you know, you got to tailor it down to the people you want it to go for. And look, there's a lot more to these campaigns than just sending out mailers. And even today, with the phone calls and the emails and the texting, there's so many options to it. And it's not cheap. And if you truly want to make a change, whether it's school board, water board, city council, you've got to engage in some way, shape, manner, or form. You have to engage.
Right. And I think that people also don't realize how much a ballot statement costs, because, and that's vital, because a lot of people read through that booklet that comes, and that's really the only, you know, they might not see your political mail, they just throw it out with all the other junk mail, but that's where you're going to reach a lot of voters. And I think people, they want to give people money, but then I go, I don't have any money to give to the campaign, which is understandable, a lot of us don't. But then sometimes even when people do, they say, well, I don't want them to be, you know, getting rich off of this, or, you know, I don't want them to be beholden. Like, or why aren't they taking this money from these businesses? Well, somebody's got to donate for it to happen, you know. So, you know, I would just encourage everyone, give the money straight to candidates, or if you feel like you have a well-functioning county party, give it to them. Or there's different activist groups that do things, you can give it to them. And mostly get out there and do something to help.
Agreed.
Like, get out, like, find a candidate that you like and say, okay, when are we walking precincts? When am I knocking doors for you? Knock your, and mostly do your own neighborhood, because people are going to listen to you because you're their neighbor.
Yep. Yeah, it's funny you should say that, because one of the things I push when I help some of these campaigns and reach out to the volunteers, I go, look, nobody, when I get a campaign from Joe Smith for Congress, or I get an email from his campaign, I go, yeah, okay, whatever. He wants money, or tell me how great he is, and I kind of throw it away. But when I get one from my neighbor, it says, hey, Joe, I'm voting for so-and-so. Let me tell you why. I'll open that. I'll look at it. I'll read it. I'll give it some credence, you know. And we need to approach this different if we want our people in there, if you would.
And one of the things that I think that's great that Turning Point Action is doing here is they have different experts on ballot harvesting or canvassing or messaging or talking to the media and talking to all of these county chairs and even talking to the county chairs about how to interact with all your grassroots groups, because, like, in L.A. County, for instance, there's over 100 grassroots organizations that identify as Republican. And how does the county chair, utilize those so that they effectively become, like, resource multipliers for the party? Because that's amazing if you can do it that way. So what they're hoping to do is that these people that they teach here can go back to their communities and start summits there in their own county, where people can have a place to get engaged. Because I can't tell you how many times I interact with people on social media or in real life that are like, I've always wanted to be more involved, but I just don't know where to go or what to do. You know, give them a place to go.
You know, I'm a little more irritated with stuff like that when I say, you know, you will spend more time researching a restaurant you want to go to, a movie you want to go see, right? You'll spend hours telling, oh, my God, I searched Amazon and eBay, right? And yet you don't know anything about the guy you're going to vote for, except that they're a Democrat, Republican, Independent. They held my baby and kissed him once, like 3 years ago. So, but drives me nuts, out of my mind. I actually had somebody, Jennifer, tell me they voted for me because they like my name. And
hey, you know what? You'll take it, though, right?
No, I looked at her and I said, don't ever do that again, even if you don't vote for me. My God. Come on. Know something about me.
And I think that sometimes people will say, like, if I tweet something, you know, make someone's version, they'll say, well, I want a link for that to back up what you've said. And I'm like, okay, well, go look for it yourself. You know, I think that you should do that. You shouldn't just take my word for it. But yet other times they'll just come back and say, they'll come back and that they did their own research on something to try to prove me wrong and come back with that, but they won't go do the research to see if I'm right.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. I love, again, Iran come out and said we had nothing to do with the attack. Line of bunk. What has it been? 160 some odd attacks already. I wonder who's funding it, because last I checked, they're not getting their bombs, missiles, and stuff for free either. So that's always amazing there. They've got $100 billion plus when you add up what we've given them. And don't you love when the State Department says, well, it was their money? Well, okay, fine. I'll tell you what to do. Take their money, go look at all the damage they've done and the families they've caused heartache to, and divvy it up among those people. Instead of giving it back to the Iranian government, I'm not going to say the people, but the Iranian government, so they can come after us again.
Yeah. You know? And just like we all predicted, that's exactly what happened. And yeah, that brings up something we were talking about on the break, that a lot of people get their news for this kind of thing and a lot of things from people within their own tribe, which isn't necessarily wrong, you know, whether it's the left or the right, you know, we all do that. And sometimes we just forget that there are sometimes places like, I don't know, State Department websites that can tell us when we've been in a country, because yesterday I had people saying, why are we even in Jordan? We shouldn't even be there. We're not even authorized. And I'm like, yeah, we have memorandums of understanding, diplomatic and military, going back decades with them. And we're not there in a combat role. We do joint training with, especially with our Air Force, and things there. I'm sure we have intel people, you know, embedded in there too, because duh. Of course we do. But that, you know, that's because we need to. Anyone who thinks that we don't need to do that, I mean, I don't even know where to start, because that's just not the world that we live in. You have to be aware of what's going on. But I would encourage everyone to not just be jerk, and I do it too, so I'm not trying to get on anyone's case, and start researching the history of this place and, like, who's been allies and why, and what sects of Muslims, like, get along and don't and why.
Oh, yeah.
And all of that kind of thing, because it's going to be very crucial to understand this yourself, so that when these talking heads and government people, even, you know, they lie to us too, and military people.
Oh, wait a minute. I can't let you spread rumors. The government lies to us?
I mean, and our military would never lie. I mean, they kept, like,
we got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. I want to come back. I do want to talk about protecting other countries. I don't think people realize what we do. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. A lot more with Jennifer Van Laan when we return.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Bertini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You can send me an email, too, if you want to. joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. There's so much going on. There's so much that you need to be. You know, and listen, don't do what we do. Don't grab every little thing and chase every little thing. You don't have to. I mean, seriously, find something that moves your heart, whether it's education or water or whatever it is in your town or your area, and check that out. Go to their meetings. Find out where you can get involved, where you can help, and maybe even help who's, like we were saying earlier, where you can run again, somebody who's running for that office and what they need. I mean, a lot of you love to walk. A lot of you. No, I'm not one of them. A lot of you love to walk. The candidates need people to walk for them. Walk areas, get to know the people in your community. It is a big deal. Jennifer Van Laar joins me. She's the deputy managing editor with redstate.com. Jennifer, thanks for being with me.
Always love it.
So, all right. You said, we're going to get into something in a minute, but you said, you know, we get news from our side, and that's so true. Even people on the far right, they only go to certain sites to get their information. What I like to do, and I think you do this too to a degree, is I go look at the far left sites first. And I look at how they title a story, how they're spinning it, what they're leaving out, and what they're putting in. And then I go over to our side to see what we've got, because the truth is somewhere in the middle, and you've got to figure out what real truth is, because our side does it too, right?
We totally do. You know, and even more than going looking at other sides is physically being around other people who don't think the way that you do. And it's like, not saying you need to be around people that are terrible human beings, but just because they don't think the way you do doesn't mean they're terrible. Like, my hairstylist guy, the straight guy, I have to clarify that. He's not super liberal, but he's not super conservative. He's a true middle-of-the-road person. And so I love talking to him to just hear. I don't go in and tell him what I think on things because I get to tell people that all the time, and I actually get sick of it sometimes. And so I want to hear what he's thinking. Like, what is he watching? Where does he get his news? What are he and his friends talking about? What are he and his bandmates talking about? And it gives me a really good insight into what people who aren't watching the news or Twitter 24 hours a day see.
Okay, he's working. The guy's got a job.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, you brought it up, so the person that cuts my hair, she couldn't be further left from me, right? I mean, blue hair, all kinds of stuff. It's got a sticker on her door. It says, all are welcome here. She's got her own business. So, you know, I've built a relationship with her up over the years, and I'm able to ask her those questions because she's a business person. She's raising kids. Right. She's, you know, we don't always agree, but we have great conversations around these singular issues. And to your point, you're right. It does help. It does help you kind of figure out where people are at, what people are thinking, and what they're willing to fight for. So,
And that's how we build the commonalities. Because you're not going to agree with everyone all the time. But in my mind, if we can find something that, like, an issue, like the parents' rights thing in California, then we build, we go from there after we've had success there.
All right, so back to, speaking of ignorance, back to why we have troops in other countries. And on my show, I have retired Major General Paul Valley on a couple times a month, and we talk about what's going on in the Middle East. And one of the things he brought up was why we have troops in other countries, why we have small bases in other countries. And we have agreements or memos of understanding to protect these small countries. And there's a big reason behind that, because if you look at what China's doing, how they've, quote-unquote, created islands, grabbed territory, they've got a military presence in some of these areas. When we are in those areas, when we have roots in those areas, they don't come in. You don't see those kind of things happening. So it does make the world, well, under a different administration anyway, it does make the world a safer place to be, right?
It does. And I think sometimes people have a misunderstanding of what we're doing in those countries. It's not like we're in there controlling anything or doing things. A lot of times it's a joint effort with whatever country that is where we're helping, like I said before, with training or maybe some surveillance resources, for instance, you know, some of our surveillance tools and teaching them how to use that and helping keep up with it. We get the benefit of having that as our intel, too, and having the good relationships. Like, wouldn't we rather in those places have a good relationship with these governments than have them end up like Lebanon or Syria or Gaza, where we have, you know, radicalists that took over and hate us?
Yeah, agreed. But we should be watching over. We should be making sure that our presence there, the money we're spending there, is really working, because I know that I told you during one of the breaks.
Yeah, we're not doing things like that UN group was doing in Gaza.
Oh, yeah, right. That's another one we should cut the checks off to, is the UN, but that's my personal, I lovingly refer to them as the United Nuts, because these are the people that, what, they put China at one point, North Korea, and a few others in charge of the Human Relations Council, and then was it Iraq or Iran they had in charge of the Women's Rights Council? I'm like, wait a minute, what? Am I in a Twilight Zone here?
Right.
God bless. You have to laugh. Because you're going, like, who thought this was a good idea? Seriously.
Yeah, anyway. That's another insight into human behavior. Wow, people actually thought that was a good idea.
Yeah. Somebody's, well, you know, maybe it would enlighten them. I don't know. Maybe that's what they were thinking. It would enlighten them. They would figure it out. And God bless. I don't even know how you would make that make sense. Hey, speaking of one of your favorite people, I don't know if you heard that one of the speeches he recently gave. He said, "Listen, clean and sober is one of the biggest damn mistakes this country ever made. We all need to self-medicate periodically." That comes from Governor Newsom.
Well, I mean, when he's around, I need more self-medicating.
I think his wife needs more self-medication, too, when he's around. I still love her pulling him off the stage. I just think that's wonderful. over here.
Hey, Dad, Gavin.
Come on, Gavin, over here. You know, we're going to go now. All right.
You got your butt kicked enough. Time to leave.
No, I think it's hilarious. But he, you know, this is the guy that supports banning firearms at every level and supports drug use big time. I mean, people don't see it. You look around San Francisco, right? You look around the Bay Area, and you've got to stop. They're closing an In-N-Out up there, for God's sakes. How does it get so bad that you have to close one of the top producing, you know, fast food joints in California? Makes no sense.
Because you just never enforce the law.
Yeah.
And that's coming to the whole rest of the country, not just California.
Yeah. No, that's true. But when you get to San Francisco, and what I've seen there, New York and Chicago, you have to stop and say to yourself, are they not seeing this? Are they seeing this and they don't care as long as their paycheck clears? I mean, that
a lot of them don't live in the city, though. I think that a lot of the people that are doing these things either live in such a nice part of the city that they really don't have to see it, or they live in the suburbs.
I'm telling you, I'm really concerned about their IQ. Look, the mayor of Chicago comes out and demands that we ask for a ceasefire at Gaza. Why does he demand for a ceasefire in downtown Chicago? Don't you think it's a great place to start?
Or demand for the border to be fully closed.
That would be good, too. Anything that actually made sense and that you could tie to something. They don't tie any of their comments to actual reality. You're getting me all worked up. L.A. Times comes out, tells you what a great job Gascon is doing here in Los Angeles, and he comes out and tells you how everything he's doing is bringing crime numbers down. You're going, my God, how many hits of acid do you have to take before you read the report and think it makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, sure, they're going down when you don't prosecute them or the cops stop arresting because they know that it's not going to be prosecuted, or people don't call it in because they know that nothing will happen. Sure.
No, I'm 100% with you. I mean, we could have, people don't realize it, but they think that California is a utopia. And there are beautiful places there. There are beautiful places to drive through, but my God.
I don't think any of your listeners think that.
No, not mine. They hear me rail on it all the time. But you talk to people in different states, you know, and I have friends of mine that come back and say, Joe, my God, these people aren't paying attention. They have no idea what's going on in California.
That's how we get Gavin Newsom as president.
Oh, is he going to be president? Please tell me he's not going to be president.
I mean, I hope I will do everything in my power to make sure that never happens, but he definitely wants to be.
Oh, no question. They're sly enough. There's going to be something, I think, at the DNC. I don't know how they're, I should read their bylaws, because once he's nominated and he moves on, if it's 2 days later, do they get to choose?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, so you know
I've
the answer.
I've actually written about that at Red State, so I'll have to send the link so we can post it. That's in their bylaws. If anyone says that he's somehow not competent or whatever, then the DNC consults with the Democratic Governors Association and the Democratic members of Congress, and they all decide.
Ooh.
There's no delegates or anything involved. It's purely political.
All right, Jennifer Van Laar, redstate.com, right?
Yep.
Really that simple. And listen, don't get in trouble. You're in Vegas. I know they say everything stays in Vegas, but we know it's not true. Anyway.
True.
All right. Talk to you later on. Thanks for being with me. Joe Mazzini, your host. You're stuck with me for the next hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.